proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish life and practice. Observing the Sabbath day may be the most widely known practice characteristic of Judaism. This session functions as the second part of a multi-part series about Sabbath observance. Jewish people regard the Sabbath as a day of rest, a time when they can set aside the cares and concerns of this world and focus upon God and the things of God. The Sabbath day begins at sunset on Fridays and continues through the Saturday night. According to Jewish law, the Sabbath day does not come to an end until three stars appear in the evening sky on Saturday night. Jewish people look forward to the arrival of the Sabbath, as mentioned in an earlier session. They regard that day as providing a foretaste of what they term Olam Haba'ah, that is to say, the world to come. To celebrate the Sabbath, Jewish observers will wear celebratory clothing. They will avoid any topic of conversation that might contain negative overtones. In connection with this latter matter, Jews tend not to discuss matters relating to finances or to business on that Sabbath day. Jewish families prepare for the Sabbath by engaging in certain activities. These include bathing and getting haircuts as needed. Many Jews will also decorate their homes with flowers before the Sabbath arrives. Members of some communities will use aromatic spices, such as cloves, to provide a pleasant fragrance around the house. On the first night of the Sabbath, Jewish families articulate a set order of prayers, known by the acronym Yavne. The first prayer relates to the wine, which is the Hebrew word yayin. Afterwards comes a prayer over the spices, known as the basamim. Then comes a prayer over the candle for Sabbath, ner. Finally, the havdalah, or dividing, a prayer uttered in connection with the lighting of the Sabbath candle, constitutes the final introduction to the Sabbath. The first letters of each of these, Yod, Vet, Ner, and He, comprise the acronym Yavne. In connection with the Havdalah ceremony, a woman will light a special Sabbath candle, usually over a cup of wine or grape juice. Jewish tradition holds that, since spiritual darkness entered into the world through a woman, Eve, a woman should therefore bring the light of the Sabbath into a household. The following petition constitutes the central prayer of the Havdalah. Quote, Blessed art thou, God, our Lord, King of the universe, who distinguishes holiness from the everyday, light from dark, Israel from the nations, the seventh day from the six workdays. Blessed art thou, God, who distinguishes holiness from the everyday. Unquote. According to Jewish belief, the Havdalah ceremony and its accompanying elements encourage those who celebrate it to utilize all of their physical senses. Jewish people can see the flame of the burning candle. They can feel the heat that it generates. They can hear the blessings pronounced over the Sabbath day. They can smell the aromatic spices that beautify the house. They can taste the beverage served at the table. In these ways, the Havdalah ceremony provides a break from the normal Jewish custom and an opportunity to celebrate once a week a Sabbath holiday. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another session on Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.